Ever feel like you're caught in the spin cycle of life? Like you just need a moment to breathe?
Totally. It's like we're all on this crazy treadmill and can't get off.
Exactly. And that's what today's deep dive is all about. We're looking at something that can be a real game changer: prayer and meditation. And get this, we're not just talking about the calming vibes.
Right.
We're going deep into how they can actually supercharge your well-being. We found this amazing interview with Dr. Crow Goosen.
Oh, I know her work. She's with the WIN Initiative, right?
You got it. Wellness Inside and Out. She was on the Healthier You podcast.
Awesome podcast.
Her insights are seriously mind-blowing. And you know us. We're all about giving you the tools to level up your life. So are you ready to tap into some serious calm and discover some practical techniques to bring more peace into your life?
I am. Let's do it.
Let's dive in.
You know what really struck me about Dr. Crow Goosen?
What's that?
She totally breaks down those walls we build between prayer and meditation.
I see what you mean.
Like, we often see them as totally separate things,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
But she brings them together, showing how they both aim for the same thing, connecting us to something bigger.
Okay, I'm with you. But it's not about, like, forcing any specific religious beliefs on anyone.
Exactly. It's about tapping into that inner peace and wisdom that's already there inside each of us. It's more universal, you know?
I love that idea.
Yeah.
But let's be real, you know, in our crazy, always-on world, finding that inner peace, it can feel impossible.
Yeah.
So how do these practices actually deliver on their promises? You know, less stress, sharper focus. How does that work?
Well, Dr. Crow Goosen gave this great example of gratitude prayers. It's like, instead of getting stuck in all the worries and what-ifs, you shift your focus to things you're grateful for.
Oh, yeah.
And get this, there's actual science behind it. Studies show that just doing that, focusing on gratitude, can actually lower your cortisol levels. You know, the stress hormone.
Whoa, that's pretty powerful. It's like hitting the reset button on all that negative energy. So we often talk about getting stuck in these negative loops, right? And this is like breaking free. Okay, but what about meditation? Is there any technique she mentioned that really stands out when it comes to, say, improving focus?
Oh, absolutely. Mindfulness meditation. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, it's super popular.
It's all about training your mind to be present right here, right now. You notice your thoughts and feelings, but without judgment.
Okay, so you don't try to shut them out completely.
Nope, you just observe them. Dr. Crow Goosen described it as mental weightlifting. The more you practice being present, the stronger your focus muscle gets. And that can be such a game changer in our world of constant distractions, don't you think?
Totally. Whether you're trying to get work done or just be more present with your family,
yeah.
It's a huge difference. Okay, so that's mindfulness meditation. But I'm curious about something else Dr. Crow Goosen talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Contemplative prayer.
Ah, yes. It sounds a little mysterious, doesn't it?
It does. What's the deal with that?
It's actually really interesting. Unlike those prayers where you're asking for things, you know, petitionary prayer, contemplative prayer is about creating a quiet space within yourself.
Huh, interesting.
It's not about words. It's about letting go of thoughts and just being. Being in the presence of the divine, or some people say just being present with yourself, your true self.
So it's a deeper level of prayer than just asking for stuff, basically.
Yeah, it's about connecting on a different level. And there's some pretty wild science around it, too. Brain scans have shown that contemplative prayer can put you in a state similar to deep sleep.
Wow.
And that gives your nervous system a chance to totally reset and recharge.
That is wild. Okay, I have to admit, I struggle with quieting my mind. It's always going a mile a minute. Is there anything that can help with that?
You know what? Dr. Crow Goosen actually talks about this in her class. There's a meditation called loving kindness meditation.
Okay, I've heard of that. How does it work?
It's about cultivating feelings of warmth and compassion. You start with yourself.
Being kind to yourself, love it.
Right. Then you extend those feelings to loved ones. And then, get this, even to people you find challenging.
Wait, even to people who, like, annoy you?
Yep. And the idea is that this practice can actually rewire your brain, make you less reactive and more empathetic.
Whoa, rewiring your brain for more compassion. Sign me up.
But honestly, it can feel overwhelming with so many different techniques out there. How do you even know where to start?
That's the cool thing about Dr. Crow Goosen's approach. She's all about finding what works for you. She says there's no one-size-fits-all in the world of prayer and meditation.
I love that.
It's about exploring different techniques and figuring out what resonates with your beliefs and your lifestyle.
Like a personalized approach to inner peace.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So maybe it's saying a gratitude prayer before meals, doing a quick mindfulness meditation on your commute, or even just setting aside some time for contemplative prayer. Even those little things can have a big impact. That takes the pressure off, right? You don't have to become a meditation master overnight. So for our listeners who are just diving into this world, what's the biggest takeaway?
I think the key insight is that anyone can benefit from these practices. Whether you're religious or not, whether you've meditated for years or never tried it before, it doesn't matter. What matters is making that space in your life, that space for stillness, for connection, and for reflection, especially in a world that's always pulling us in a million directions.
Well said. This has been a fantastic deep dive. It's really got me thinking. I'm curious, what part of all this stood out to you the most? What sparked your interest? Was it the science behind these practices, the potential for personal growth, or maybe a particular technique that really resonated? Share your thoughts with us. We'd love to hear from you. And if you're eager to learn more, definitely check out the WN Initiative. They've got online courses, in-person workshops, and even retreats. They're all about helping you on your well-being journey. You can find all the info on their website or their social media.
You know, finding inner peace and well-being is a personal journey. We all have our own paths.
So true.
But the beauty of these practices is that they can be a guide, a support system. So take what resonates with you, explore different techniques, and see what works best for you. You might be surprised at the transformative power that prayer and meditation hold.
Absolutely. Until next time, stay curious and keep diving deep.
See you then.
Bye.
Bye.